Jenkins and Alfred, Jenkins and Alfred, Jenkins and Alfred Show. What?
Jenkins and Alfred, Part 854. Forgetfulness. In the last episode, there was maintenance and there was upkeep needed. In this episode, things have been forgotten and reminded and remembered. Oh man, what's another day I've had?
You know, you've been having a lot of those kind of days.
I have. Maybe things are just busier now.
What do you mean?
Well, like today. We had visitors over at the house.
We had company and I didn't know?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we called you over to say hello.
Wait a minute. Oh, you mean the kids?
Yeah, what do you mean, the kids?
They're like family. I just think of them as just people that come to our house and play with us and eat our stuff, and that's like family. I don't think of them as visitors.
Yeah, I think at least one of the visitors was a podcast listener. I don't want to reveal their name, because, you know, privacy and such, but it was really good to see them in person.
Oh, man, I wish I would have hung around and talked longer.
Yeah, it was pretty great. They did have a question, though.
Like an actual question?
Yes, what other kind of question is there?
I don't know. What was the question?
They said, did you ever make it to Delilah's?
Yeah, of course we made it to Delilah's. How could we be back home if we didn't go to Delilah's?
Yes, it's just that I do believe all we've reported out to the internet was the beginnings of our trip there, and then we went into one of your tales, and then somebody was not Robin Hood, etc. We were at the archery thing.
Oh my gosh, are you telling me that we got all the way home and then didn't tell anybody about it?
Yes, it's the old, if a tree falls in the forest, does it make a sound?
Well, yeah, of course it makes a sound.
I'm sorry, I said that wrong. If a tree falls in the forest and no one is there to hear it, does it make a sound?
Well, yeah, of course it makes a sound.
Nope. It's a thought exercise. If no one heard it, how do you know it made a sound?
Because when you are there, it makes a sound.
But you weren't there, so how do you know it made a sound?
Because if I was there, it would have made a sound.
But you weren't there, so how do you know it made the sound?
I get what you're saying, but it would have made a sound.
Oh, my heavens. What were we talking about?
Delilah's.
Oh, right, so Delilah's. So?
So what?
So how was Delilah's?
All right, how was our time there? You know, it was pretty good. What'd you end up getting?
I got that burrito. I did. And it's almost like I can remember it just as if it were 4 or 5, maybe 7 days ago. Flashback.
Oh, hi, fellas, you made it.
Oh, hello, Delilah. Oh, it's so good to see you again.
Guess what?
What?
I've already got your burrito ready to go.
Oh, that's a lovely accent you've developed out here on the West Coast.
Yes, I know. I've been listening to all my favorites and it just picked it up.
Oh, okay. Did you see Dog was here?
Oh, hello, Alfred.
Hello, Delilah.
Why are you talking so funny?
I don't know. I sound weird in flashbacks. It's like got that foggy thing on the lens.
How does that affect how you sound?
I don't know. Do you have one of those delicious burritos for me, too?
Oh, of course I do. Okay, fellas, try to eat those before you get back home.
Oh, don't worry about it. The tunnels are set on slow motion.
Oh, no. I talked to Marjorie. It's all clear now. You should be back there in time for archery in a couple days. Woohoo! All right, Dog, let's go.
Flashback over.
Oh, I guess that is what happened. You know, Delilah does sounds a little different than I remember.
Well, you know, when it's been a while, you don't remember things quite so clearly.
Oh, okay. So yeah, that burrito was good. Do you remember what kind you got?
I got carrot and arugula.
Well, what do you mean you got carrot and arugula?
I got carrot and arugula. Why'd you make a throw-up noise?
Because I got Mexican hot dog, and it was way better than whatever you got.
Mexican hot dog? What in the world is that?
Well, picture everything for a taco. But instead of ground beef, it has a hot dog in it.
Oh, you know what? That does not sound bad.
And for an additional 20 cents, you could put Spam on top.
Oh, yes. Okay, now see, now you made me make the vomit noise. Phew. Well, anyways,
Dear Internet, sorry for the delay in telling you about Delilah's. They were delicious burritos, as always.
You gotta give it to Delilah. She really knows how to make some burritos. Okay, well, guess I gotta go wake sleeping people up and put them back to sleep.
What? Why would you do that?
Dog's gotta do what a dog's gotta do. Bye!
The end.
Woof.